Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team, flipping slippers from the show and they saluting the name. Underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. It's UGS for life for you busters that don't know. I'm down with President Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. That's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion when you can hear Prez's voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever their name get mentioned. Oh. Well, Pittsburgh Patrick, they gon' teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at they door in bandanas. For screaming real hip-hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, y'all a bash. Take aim at the lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay them smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking.
Mash it and attack it.
Turning taxer for every question Scott be asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast them. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Hey, what the fuck?
www.ugsforlife.com, motherfuckers.
Throw them Grady's up, man. This is episode 363 of the Murder Master Music Show, and I tell you what, man, we're having a legendary artist on tonight, Murder One of the South Park Coalition. For those of you that don't know, South Park Coalition is having the 30th anniversary coming up this year, right around when we're having our 5th anniversary. And these guys got 25 years on us. You know what I'm saying? But they've been killing it, man. And we've been having a lot of them on the show lately. So I want to salute those South Park Coalition, all the SPC, K Reno, Climax, Cat, Gangsta Nip, man, Justice of Laws. I mean, so many different people. Dopey and the Terrorists. Shout out to everybody in the South Park Coalition. Tomorrow night we have legendary Memphis producer, artist, DJ Zerk. Want to shout out the homegirl Princess Anne Creed, you know what I'm saying, for all the promotion. We appreciate you. Shout out to Zerk, shout out to DJ Creed, man. I'll tell you what, it's going down. It's really going down. We got a lot of shows. Next week, we're killing them. Speaking of DJ Creed, he's going to be on a show actually next Wednesday, the 1st of March, with, you know what I'm saying, followed by the homie TC. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy, man. I'm telling you. Next week is going to be ridiculous. This week was ridiculous. We had a little flip. Who else? We have Rampage. You know what I'm saying? Man, we're getting a lot of people from different regions in the archive, and it's a beautiful thing. Houston, Texas has been huge for the archive. You know what I'm saying? We've been adding people in from Houston all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they've been huge for hip-hop.
Houston, yeah, them dudes are trendsetters for sure. You can't really deny what they've brought to the game. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know what I'm saying, definitely shout out to Houston, Texas, everybody over there repping. We still got a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, we need to interview over there. Shout out to Mike B., legendary platinum producer Mike B., Trinity Garden Cartel. I want everybody to know we had Trinity Garden on the show before, but we didn't have D on the show. That's coming. I got all the contact info thanks to homie Mike B. We're going to have Trinity Garden Cartel back on the show with all of them. know what I'm saying? So that's going to be a good show. Man, next week, man, we're killing it from all angles, man. We're starting it off with Ricky B from New Orleans, followed by the homie D-Tag, part of the Dead Click. For those of you who don't know what the Dead Click is, that's going to be like the next hot group. I'm telling you guys, it's nothing but talent. I'm not just saying it because it's coming out to UGS camp. These guys are sick. You got Scratch LVP, you got Jack Boy D-Payne, and you got D-Tag. And you got this group called Dead Click. Production is unfucking believable, and lyrics out of this world. Be on the lookout for that. Man, I got that fire. That's why I'm talking. Tuesday night, we got the homie OG Ron C, thanks to Pittsburgh Patrick. He's going out there and doing his thing, man. That's going to be a good show right there. Another Texas legend to be able to add to the archive.
Yep. Yeah, shout out to OG Ron C and Nikki, his publicist, man. Good people, man. Real easy to work with. It was down from the minute I hit them up, so shout out to both of them.
That's what I'm talking about. Then on the second, you know what I'm saying, we're going to kill him. We're going to bring in Crooked Eye of Slaughterhouse, you know what I'm saying, another lyrical heat seeker right there. You know, man, the only thing, we ain't got a show booked for Friday, but that's coming. Next Friday, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have something booked on the 3rd. So just be ready. I'm telling you guys, just be ready. We haven't stopped doing shows since the 6th of January. We've been knocking them out every single night. You know what I'm saying? Episode 40, congratulations to Mac J, Velvet Rose. Episode 40 of Underground Saturday Night this week, this Saturday.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Man, we're just killing it. I'll tell you what, while we're waiting for Murder One, I want to play one of these joints that you sent me. This one here, this is South Parker. Check this out. You know, we'll be back, man. We'll be back, and we'll have Murder One with us, so don't go nowhere.
One, the big nigga, that's stronger. Walk the streets with an itchy trigger finger head banger. I'm no stranger, toe to toe. Yo, I'm a new one, face of ranger, danger. If you're back and I beat you down, then I change you. Here's the middle finger for all your punk coppers, head bangers. Max that make fake bank. Here's my jack move, you just been tanked. My rank is over all of the Richter scales. Check the store near you, the first chapter, Murder One tells. Chapter 2, straight up South Park, nigga. Sell out. How the hell could you figure murder, mutilate, eliminate, hey, face, brother to perpetrate? Root for sucker, poker card, my first half date. I just can't wait, because it's not a vanilla thing. Send out your bag, I mean, you mean if any nigga just can't hang. I'm like Scarface, never leaving the trace. Play Columbo, you think you can solve this case? Get hip, I'm back, and always ready. No explaining why this after comes deadly. I'm South Parker, neighborhood roller. 45 pack, $100 bill folder. South Parker, down for my thriller. Never underestimate a mind of a killer. Mental insane, a linebacker that breaks back. Facts is that cat. Life of a South Park Mac. That give girl the rude awakening, cause I'm an info. Look on the second yellow page, you need more info. Right about now, South Park in full effect. What else can you suspect? Home of posse that breaks neck. From Murder One, SPC at a lot of defense. The knowledge and skill keep our opponents tense. Carino, DBX, gangster nip, and point blank. South Park coalition hitting hard as a armor tank. I thank the mate, bank, make suckers walk the plank. Watch him sink. You're trying to start a rank, sucker, you can't. Walk the streets of a mind of a psychopathic. Brother, the theme for Saturday, and rush through traffic. Murder one plus first offense equals murder. Divided by 9 millimeters equals manslaughter. I'm South Park coalition down. SPC has had to put me in the ground. I'm South Park coalition down. Put me in the ground. South Park, neighborhood roller. 45 pack, $100 bill folder. South Park, down for my thriller. Never underestimate a mind of a killer. Release some pressure. I saw my brother that won't cease. feast on them seas like a predator, the wild beast. Saw a gladiator come through the door, it's murder one. One murder, murder one, but known as riding love, son. Launching a missile to whoever wants some. They're rising nation, rotating my sound through your eardrum. Sex, I mean sex in your mind with a funky drum. Holding my ground, you're tough enough, you're welcome to come. I started in thought, eliminate all competition. Represent South Park, I have to mention. 24 tracks, the demo cause conflict. On my soul and mind, my sound transmit. Rhythm out of my lyrics, even strong collaboration. Feel the haters harvest right across the whole nation. Murder one still stands solo. Go toe-to-toe with the date, then let me know. Demonize, terrorize your dome. As it's over
5200 South Park Street,
I'm coming home. Now you're in the danger zone. Where freaks get bones, suckers get beat down and sent home. South Park, neighborhood roller. 45 pack, $100 bill folder. South Park, down for my thriller. Never underestimate a mind of a killer. South Park, neighborhood roller. 45 pack, $100 bill folder. South Park, down for my thriller. Never underestimate a mind of a killer.
We're back, episode 363, Murder Mass Music Show. Let's bring on my co-host, Mac J. Let's bring on the panel. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah,
for Brandon, you know what I'm saying? The homie, yo. Homie. Let's bring on our guest, man, the man of the hour himself, Murder One on the Murder Mass Music Show. What's up, Murder One?
Yo, what's up, fam? What's going on?
Man,
yo,
Murder One, what up?
Yeah, it's a huge honor to have you on the show. Man, you guys are getting ready to celebrate something very, very big. 30-year anniversary, you know what I'm saying, for the South Park Coalition. Murder One, at what point in time did you get introduced to the South Park Coalition?
Well, you know, I kind of got in when it really just started, you know. I got in around 86.
Wow. And this was, did you go to the same high school as Kay Reno, or did you go to Jones?
I went to Jones. Me, myself, Gangsta Nip, and Klondike Cat, and rest in peace, AC Chill. You know, we came from Jones. You know, Kay came from Sterling.
You know what I'm saying, from there, you know, were you an MC already at that time, or...
Oh yeah, at that time I was doing whatever, you know. And you got to think of that era. That's like that's like 83, something like that, 84. That was from the era with DJs and beatboxes and whatever you done to the music, you was part of. And I did whatever was part of the music, the culture of it.
Yeah, and you were there with the right people too. I mean, some of the best of the best. I really think. And we've had this conversation before with my people on the line. I really think a lot of people are scared to death of the South Park Coalition in the music industry. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys are ambitious lyricists. And I think that there's a reason why you guys have been slept on. Do you guys kind of feel that you've been slept on?
Well, I wouldn't be slept. I wouldn't say the word slept on because... we wouldn't be here 30 years if we slept on. I think we don't got to just do because who we are and who we don't bow down to the industry standard. You know what I'm saying? Whatever we wanted to progress in, we didn't have to get a yes sir, a yes ma'am to do it. We just went ahead and did it.
Yeah. Freedom to do what you guys want. And that's one of the things I've always respected about you guys. That's what I'm talking about. Can we reflect a little bit on Gangsta Nip? I wanted to ask you about him because he's been doing the horrorcore stuff for years, man. What were his rhymes like in the 80s that you can recall?
Well, you know, even with myself, we all had a different identity. We most, you know, mostly who we are today, but we had a little curve to it, you know, because back in the 80s, you know, we couldn't just sit here, you know, well, let me rephrase that. Back in the 80s, it was more lyrical content, which we still have today, but, you know, as you got older, you know, it's, you had to find your niche, and that was Nip niche, you know, Nip was hardcore then, but he was more lyrical at, as an aspect to the game.
Well, that stuff, I mean, when you guys were first hearing his lyrics, like as far as the brutality in it, there was nothing out there like that at that time. You know what I'm saying? Was the first time you heard him rap like that, what was your reaction, if you can recall, Murder One?
Man, you know, first of all, you know, we kind of go real deep, so it's my thinking wasn't really too much crazy about it. I was amazed of it because coming in, you know, Clown That Cat and Nip was a group. So you got a group like that, it's already something to think about. And then when you start, you know, doing this hardcore thing and nobody else doing it, you try to see who's going to accept it, because who drank a 40 of holy water, you know, just stuff like that.
That's crazy. Yeah, when I first heard it as a fan, you know, obviously I was like, wow, it's fucking nuts, but it's genius. You know what I'm saying? He took the horror movie thing and put it into the rhymes to where it was just like you were listening to a horror movie. You know, like you could almost visualize. Like you listen to some of his songs now, like The Landlord and stuff like that. I told him before, I was like, man, I could see a movie out of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
That's a genius. You guys are genius. But yeah, everybody in the South Park Coalition, you guys all, you know, the lyrics are very, very important to you guys. And it's a good thing because nowadays, Murder One, you see a lot of these guys, and they're just mumbling. They're not even talking. You know what I'm saying? Being a dope lyricist and being around a bunch of elite lyricists, you know what I'm saying, like yourself, how does that make you feel to see the way the game is going, you know what I'm saying, the direction it's going in?
Well, you know, I'm kind of glad I came in when I did back in the 80s because we were grown to be what we are today. You know, we beat ourselves into a competition. No, it was a competition thing with everything we did, you know. Even though before we was SBC, we was rivals. You know, we battled each other. So we kind of grown ourselves to now. To now, it's the substance. This is terrible. And they just accepting, you know, say the industry doors open, and you know, the industry is like what they pass down, and you come there with your mouth ready, you know. That's basically how the industry is now.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy the way it is.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying, you've been putting out music yourself for a very long time, and you got that longevity. You know what I'm saying? It's good that you guys, I mean, all you guys do. You're still putting out music, man. What can we look forward to from Murder One in the future? You got anything on deck?
Well, you know, the future is always something surprising with Murder One, man. You know, I don't think I even drop a notch down because I always think something different, something better to do. Because as of right now, you know, I have a compilation putting together called Your Rap Favorite Rapper, you know. And it's a compilation of all the original SBC members. I mean, from 20 Life, from Sex Fiend, from K-Rap. I got songs that boys haven't even heard, you know, they artists back in then that haven't really dropped CDs that I have on this project. And then I have my solo project, you know, Game, artists, you know, my experiences. And I took that title from one of K-Reno's songs and put that gumbo together of my 30 plus years in this game. So for us to say that is, it's only getting better.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Who were some of your earlier influences, though, when you were growing up? You were talking about the golden era, you know, the early 80s. Who was you bumping back then?
Man, you know, You know, it's like a repeated thing. You know, let's say the first person gonna everybody gonna holler. You know, Sugar Hill Gang. You know, Grandmaster Flash, The Message. You know, Tila Rock. You know, them in the '80s. You know, Run DMC and LL, Fat Boys. You know, stuff like that. Then it got that. You know, that late '90s. That Public Enemy, KRS-One, Rakim. You know, and I listen to them right today.
Yeah. You definitely, like I said, the lyrics that you guys have, they're always top-notch, man. And, you know, I salute y'all on that. I'll tell you what, why don't we go to a break, play a song, then we'll come back and chop it up a little bit. We just played South Parker. Why don't we go with Set 'Em Straight? Why don't you intro this one for us, homie?
Yo, this is Murder One, and this is my favorite song, Set 'Em Straight, produced by K. Reno.
Oh, hell yeah.
SPC for life. SPC to my death. Rappers on the MC arrest. So save your last breath. It's a job shaking them haters off. That's why I come to set the record straight. That's why I come to set the record straight.
The coalition that's driven the rule mentality. Robbie, feel me? Big Murder from the SPC. Drummer brings out the meat swagger. It's off the chain when you see me loped up and pants sagging. You better recognize I feel the heat from my Ruger. Hate is so contagious like Superman to Lex Luthor. I'm not brag, I love what I do with a passion. Busting, nagging, that's why I'm always blasting. Murder always leaving, bringing the heat in the street. Or nothing on your girlfriend's sheet. You some well known for the freestyle flow. Some better off cleaning shit at their neighborhood rodeo. I represent for those that can't, I'm not tapping. Hope you throwing puss at me while I'm on stage rapping. For the record, I'm a lover and a thug that leave your face down on your Persian rug.
Some of these boys still gon' hate. If the ice wears thin, they still gon' skate. Stay one step ahead and anticipate. And just grab your nuts and set them straight. Some of these boys still gon' hate. If the ice wears thin, they still gon' skate. Stay one step ahead and anticipate. And just grab your nuts and set them straight.
Murder, release the animal, you can't cope. You gag and choke from the mic. I just smoke like a doctor. My sound injects into your eardrums. Your haters don't want none. One punch leave bodies numb. Why I lie, I'm so dangerous. The aim for your stomach and your esophagus. They're just a few niggas that I'm down with, that I clown with. Is it my clips with, surround myself with? It's not that many. Murder creeps so low, and I have many ways to make your bag back. In that mean mug and bug and all that chit chat.
Some of these boys still gon' hate. If the ice wears thin, they still gon' skate. Stay one step ahead and anticipate. Just grab your nuts and set them straight. Some of these boys still gon' hate. If the ice wears thin, they still gon' skate. Stay one step ahead and anticipate. Just grab your nuts and set them straight.
I represent broke niggas that hate all snitches, that roll 20 inches, fuck them hating ass bitches. I laugh at the haters that wanna be hard. Official blow the whistle because he just got charged.
I'ma have to drop another motherfucker. Since I'm laid back, I guess you think that I'm a sucker.
Let me take you through the danger zone like K. Reno. K.O. sing hooks, fuck that Dragon Queen Cisco. I said it, the big nigga from Harris County. Who that? The quicker picker upper like Bounty. That show no pity on all your puto ways. Monte Carlo, Texas, how you want it? SBC for life is going down. Just pray when I blind you like Mace in my presence. It's best to have on your game face. Murder One represents SPC. Enemy to enemy, there's no stopping me.
Some of these boys still gon' hate. If the ice wears thin, they still gon' skate. Stay one step ahead and anticipate. Just grab your nuts and set them straight. Some of these boys still gon' hate. If the ice wears thin, they still gon' skate. Stay one step ahead and anticipate. Just grab your nuts and set them straight. Some of these boys still gon' hate. If the ice wears thin, they still gon' skate. Stay one step ahead and of paint. Just grab your nuts and set them straight. Some of these boys still gon' hate. If the ice wears thin, they still gon' skate. Stay one step ahead and anticipate. Just grab your nuts and set them straight.
Now, Kay Reno produced that track.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, Kay Reno produced that.
Shout out to Kay Reno, man. A man of many, many talents, to say the least.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
just dropped 7 albums. I mean, never been done in any genre of music, man. When he first told you, hey, man, I'm going to drop 7 albums, what were your thoughts?
K got a plan. what K maybe you already know. He thought about it before he just put it out there like that, and he came up with something that no one ever did, and it's not just a CD that, you know, a regular CD. It's a CD where you, when I got all the original 7 CDs, I'm like, I'm gonna listen to. I listen to music constantly, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go through this here in probably a day or two. See, when you get past the second one, you start back over to the first one because you trying to figure out, man, where are you coming up with these concepts?
Yeah, you're right. You got to listen to that over again because you think you might have missed something. You know
what
I'm
saying?
Of course. That dude is a genius. He's a genius. That's the only way to describe him. You know, and shout out to him for being able to do that. And in the industry, yeah. No one has ever even done more than, I think, 3 or 4 albums. And that's all genres of music. So that's amazing.
Right.
Yeah, well, he did
out 7 solid projects, too, you know.
Yes, seven. And, you know, like I said, he did his homework because he looked it up in the Guinness Book of Records. Only one cat ever did it, and he did 4 CDs. So he K-topped him with 3. He said, okay, you got 4. Let me give you 7. So, you know, and so if he's not in the Guinness Book of World Records, we're still working on it. I haven't talked to him to see how they put it in yet. But he just broke history.
Yeah, whenever he was on the show, I looked it up, and I found something that E-40 was to release 4 albums on one day. I'm not sure if that ever happened, but I know he planned on doing that. And then there was like a rock and roll group that did 4 albums on one day. Nobody's ever done 7 in one day.
Yeah, well, in the book, it's one group that's in paper, you know, that's written in stone that did it. You know, E-40 probably did. We never know. You know, I guess even with the 4 who was already in the book.
Definitely, man. I was actually having a conversation earlier with somebody, and we were talking about Kay Reno, and they were talking about how it just seems like he just keeps getting better with age. And I said, man, the whole SPC does. Everything I hear coming out of SPC, it just, you guys just continue to get better. And what I wanted to ask you is, when you're writing or when you're recording, do you guys do it all together? Or do you guys, like, just record verses and, you know, send them to each other or what? Like, I was just wondering, like, what the process is. Like, do you guys feed off of each other?
Well, it depends from the past to now. You know, in the past, it was only right that everybody had to get in one room. And you didn't hear nobody's verse. But when it was your time to hit that mic, you don't know K came before you. You didn't know Cat came before you. So It was competitive just doing the songs then. Now, the technology is so easy. You can send a song to the person, but for the most part, we're inside touching each other's hands. You know, we bless the same mic when someone's finished. But for the most part, sometimes we do send them. It depends on the situation, how busy the next person is.
Yeah, that's
the
one thing I always appreciated about you guys, man, is you never heard no drama bullshit within you guys. You know what I mean? You guys always stay loyal to each other. and always jumped on each other's projects and stuff and promoted each other, man. So salute to you guys, man, for 30 years.
Except the Rolling Stones or some shit.
Well, you know, like family, you know, we had our ups and downs, but we didn't put it into the public and know nothing about it. We took care of that before we even got out.
Yeah, that's natural, man. You know what I mean? I mean, that's unheard of, though. 30 years in this game, man. Us staying loyal to each other, man. You always hear about groups breaking up, fighting with each other, and making diss records to each other and shit. You know what I mean? So that's an achievement in itself. 3 decades.
Yeah, we all had common ground, but we all knew when we got an SPC what it meant to be in a clique of people that you respected. Because we wouldn't just, okay, let's get into this group, man, and we're going to start a group. Now, we was a family before the group even started.
Yeah, I can tell that, man, because we had Gangsta Nip on. You know, he's been on many times. And, like, you can just hear it in him when he talks about you guys, man. Like, guys, like, really do love each other, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are real fans. You know what I mean? It ain't no fake, like, just shouting everybody out. Like, you can hear it in him and Kay Reno, everybody, man. You guys, like, truly,
yeah,
you guys.
The struggle real. The struggle real. We struggled together and we came up together, bro. You know, and we stayed at each other's house. It's a respect thing. It was a family thing, because if I didn't have it, you didn't have it. You know what I'm saying? If you had it and I had it, we got it. So that's the way we came in. But at the same time, the whole common ground was the passion and love for the respect what we brought to the table. So, you know, as a family, it's just like getting married. You're going to have to know that person. And next thing you know, okay, we can just get married. And then next thing you know, you're 20, 30 years deep.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, that's an amazing feat right there, man. It's amazing. We got a caller. I'm going to bring him on the line. This is Lord Sinister out of France. What's up, Sin? You got a question for Murder One?
What's up, Scott? What's up, McJay? What's up, Brandon? Yes. Tell about the deep track together you did on the album game. You shoot out Chuck D at the end of the track. Can you tell us about together track?
Oh yeah. I shout out Chuck D because, like I said, that's one of my favorite artists right today. And I have many times to sit down with Chuck when he came to town, you know, and he gave us knowledge. You know, he gave us what books to go read to stay in the industry. And not just that, you know, I gravitate to his music. So I don't just listen to music. I listen to content that's what's making me better and my people better the next day. And so when I talked to Chuck, you know, even one of his songs was like, you know, I didn't get around people. And they don't fit you. They keep you in a negative situation. So he said, you can't change the people around you. You change the people around you.
Yeah. Also, but the track for the haters is Gangsta Nip, Carino, Rest in Peace, AC Chill. Can you tell us about this track, the haters part one, on our Retro for Turks album?
Off the Terrorist album, what song was it? What is it? It was again?
For the haters, part one.
Oh, for the haters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going back from Rhythm and Thug CD. Basically what it was, man. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. Our lyrics is direct, and everything you heard was basically direct to someone. Even the names was called. And something for the hater was something that, you know, here we are, you don't like it, this is for you. And then, you know, so at that time, some people, boys had beef between certain people. Actually, the radio station. You know, we had things going on with the radio stations. And, you know, from DVX and K Reno, you know, RPAC, they went straight at them. You know, they went right at their throat because we didn't get no radio play anyway. We made it through the underground. So we didn't care about the radio.
Yeah, and it's real talk. That's real talk. You know, because the radio, you know, these DJs, they're all on this payola and all this crap. I've seen guys take, I'm sure you heard stories like this yourself or maybe even seen it, but I've seen guys blow an entire budget on some worthless DJ for just a few spins when they could have used that money to tour or promo material or whatever the case may be. You know, that's a big problem in the industry, too, is the, you know, those fuck-ass DJs, man.
Well, you know, I was a DJ coming in the game, so I know the benefits of being a DJ. But at the same time, you know, in our era, most artists came out on their label, so they didn't know how to use promotion themselves, because the only thing they had to do was go to the show and perform, or go to the record store and sign autographs. You know what? We came in. We got to learn. We didn't have no managers. We never had managers in our life. We did everything according to reading and looking and being around things. Well, we had the power where the radio couldn't tell us nothing, because everybody in our city had to go through the radio. And the ones who didn't go through the radio is not here with us no more, because it got to the point where they want to kill someone. You know, at the same time, we sit here, we students. SBC is basically, everybody in SBC is students. We sit here and analyze, okay, I need to put this project out. They doing 50,000 on a CD. We get with Dopey or the Terrorist. We had our own producers. We go to their house to record. We record it free. You know, we had one producer that produced everybody in the clique in the early 80s and early 90s. And so we had our producers. We had everything we need. Only thing we needed the hustle. And we all had hustles coming in through the music game. Well, we didn't need that. So the radio right today is scared of power, and we are very powerful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You guys, I think K Reno in the song SPC, which just came out off of the Big 7, he was talking about over 200-plus albums combined. I mean, that's just crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Crazy.
Yeah.
And if you want to get some of those albums, obviously you guys got a lot of stuff online, but if some of those albums, the ones that are not in print anymore, I mean, they go for astronomical amounts of money on eBay and Amazon and stuff like that. I mean, you guys, those are actually collector's items. Did you ever think that someday your CD would sell for a couple $100?
It is, because me and Nip sit back, and when we first noticed, they were selling one of Nip's CDs for $500. And, you know, I go look, mine's 100 or something to us. It was real freaky, you know what I'm saying? It's just like that,
yeah.
Like you're at a club about to close, and you sit here and say, oh man, I'm single, I need to go home with somebody. And your eyes get wide open because you found that prize. And, you know, it's just amazing that, you know, people respect us that way from the underground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. That's, you know, and if you wanted to get Carino's discography, forget about it. Dude, there's no telling how many albums he has out. I mean, if you think about it, on one day he dropped your average rapper's discography. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Okay, there's all the Run DMC albums, all the Two Live Crew albums. Both of the NWA albums and the Public Enemy albums. I mean, it's fucking nuts. But that's huge for hip hop. I'm gonna tell you what, Murder One. Let's go to this, another track right here. PSA, man, tell us about this one.
PSA is basically a public service announcement. When I did that song, you know, sometimes you sit around, boy. I was like, hey, man. Some people think you're not there no more. So PSA is just a public service announcement letting them know, hey, I still do what I do. And don't you come play with me, because something can happen.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. You're that, listeners. You know what I'm saying? Murder One's a good dude, but don't fuck with him. We'll be right back.
That's right.
UGS for life.
It's urgent. It's urgent. Did somebody tell you? And let you know. Some Murder One,
South Parker. Got on the track. Just to let you know.
Trying to let you know.
You gotta watch out here in these streets, man. And on your jobs. Wherever you at, talking down. Cause you never know who you might be standing next to.
This is a PSA, a public service announcement. These boys are talking down, ain't saying nothing. The streets is listening, you better look around you. See who's around you, who's hearing what you're saying. This is a PSA, a public service announcement. These boys are talking down, ain't saying nothing. The streets is listening, you better look around you. See who's around you, who's hearing what you're saying.
Drama, dark nights, sounds from my melody. Sirens, chalk line, pressure released from me. These boys be slipping into darkness. Black suits and memories, life ends in darkness. Stupidity, yeah, growing up with hate. The Grim Reaper opened his gate. Last days with your mate. Now your family and friends trying to get even. But I have goons who have goons that kill us by the million. I escalate and climb some old historic shit. Never second guess my moves. I don't tolerate none of that bullshit. They say I'm underrated, but they still lock their doors. But I kick in that bitch, take out you for the winning score.
This is a PSA, a public service announcement. These boys are talking down, ain't saying nothing. The streets is listening, you better look around you. See who's around you, who's hearing what you're saying. This is a PSA, a public service announcement. These boys are talking down, ain't saying nothing. The streets is listening, you better look around you. See who's around you, who's hearing what you're saying.
Killer by nature, on this grind for this paper. Devouring whoever, in the midst of my caper. Talking down, that nonsense don't bother me. Keep my name out your mouth, enemy to enemy. G-Code, I explode. Homie, there's nothing rare. If you care, don't dare. All your life end with no spare. Vision, crystal ball, your homegirl, Miss Cleo. Your song with Theodore Huxley, a love song by Neo. Murder One, my name speaks for itself. Nine with an inch of trigger finger, it speaks for itself. Drama, bring it. Drama, you don't want none. No more drama, no pain. Now the problem is gone.
This is a PSA, a public service announcement. These boys are talking down, ain't saying nothing. The streets is listening, you better look around you. See who's around you, who's hearing what you're saying. This is a PSA, a public service announcement. These boys are talking down, ain't saying nothing. The streets is listening, you better look around you. See who's around you, who's hearing what you're saying.
I will take out all friends of foe, who up to no good. Fly around like a buzzard, hovering over your hood. The storm is coming, I'm by the cloud on a sucker. I'm too big to be running, I'm not scared of no motherfucker. Murder One's a dangerous cat. Fuck this, fuck that. I would take it out with a gun or bat. That's 100% natural fact. That's 100% natural fact. That's 100% natural fact. From a Southside killer, Murder One will fear. But that's a natural fact. A dead man can't talk, so I shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Detox your soul and watch your blood spill. Blood spill. Life's a bitch, why you wanna cause drama? Now I'm in a killer spree, taking out like Osama.
This is a PSA, a public service announcement. These boys are talking down, ain't saying nothing. The streets is listening, you better look around you. See who's around you, who's hearing what you're saying. This is a PSA, a public service announcement. These boys are talking down, ain't saying nothing. The streets is listening, you better look around you. See who's around you, who's hearing what you're saying.
gotta tell someone to back off.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's that shit, man.
You gotta tell someone to back off,
shit.
Man. Let's bring on the homie Exit Only with Murder One, man. Let's see what's up with Exit Only. What's up, Exit?
What's cracking with you, fam? Everything good over there? Everybody good?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
what's good with Exit?
Indeed, indeed, man. Salute Murder One, you know what I'm saying? Y'all been putting that thing down for years. It's good to hear y'all still going in and got that engine running, and I'm talking about primed up running well. Just keep pushing, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all are legendary, and y'all are feared. As you mentioned earlier when you were sitting there talking about how the industry cannot control you, we are not meant to be controlled. And that's the thing.
Right.
This is our music. We do it our way, and we express ourselves through it. This is ours, not theirs. So fuck the industry. We in these streets. That's why we all remain underground. And that's why y'all been doing it for so long, and that's why it still can go on to this day. So, brother, salute you. You know what I'm saying? Keep pushing. And to the whole fam, you know what I'm saying, salute you.
Yeah, man, we appreciate that, man. One love, man. And ain't nobody taking nothing unless we give it to them.
all day.
Yeah, appreciate that,
man.
Bro.
The music is fire, man. It's you know what I'm saying, it's not lacking anything. You know, we appreciate that.
Nothing.
We appreciate you sending us this dope music, man. What if cats want to get at you for features or shows or anything like that? What's the best way they can reach you?
Well, you know, we have a website. That's www.coalition.net. You know, Murder One on Facebook, and that was spelled different because they feared the name. So, so it's Murder One, MERDA. WONN. That's MERDAWONN on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, SPC Murder. I'm sorry, Twitter, Murder One, SPC 86. Instagram, SPC Murder One, 86. Features, you know, you can hit me on Facebook. You can hit me on our site. You know what I'm saying? I'm anywhere. That's some way of promoting. I'm there. You can just hit me, and we'll make it happen. You know, we ain't trying to rip boys off. You know, I just respect when you. A lot of people come at you, but you got to respect what you're asking for, and be willing to give. You know, this is not just a something we want to do. It's our family eats off of this. So you know, don't just come up, man. You know, I've been a fan of yours, man. And you just jump on here, man, you know, and you haven't put out one CD, and that's your homeboy got it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Pez, my bad.
No, it sounds good.
We were speaking on the history of Houston and everything, man. And first I want to say, like, man, it really is an honor to talk to you, man, for real.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all giving me the time of day to, you know, do this.
Yes, sir, man. It really is an honor, man. Unfortunately, man, like, Houston, they've lost a lot of people when it comes to this hip-hop game, man. Recently we lost 3-2. And, of course,
yeah.
You know, with people like DJ Screw and everybody, I was wondering if you could reflect on 3-2 and maybe DJ Screw as well. Also, rest in peace to AC Chill. Reflect on them and their impact on you as an artist or as a person.
Well, of course, because, like I said, you know, most artists in Houston, we're family. You know, especially we're out from the south side. So, you know, we're family. I'm going to go with, AC Chill first. You know, at the time AC was doing his thing, we didn't have social media. So a lot of artists, well, a lot of people that's fans of us, if you ain't true fans, you just hear us shout out AC. You have the older CDs, you know AC. So AC is like a brother to us. He's one of the coldest lyricists that he didn't get his just due because we didn't have social media to post pictures about him. You know, he did maybe one CD, but he featured on everybody's stuff in Houston. You know, South Park Mexicans and stuff. I mean, SPC, he did a lot of stuff. So, you know, it's SPC. Well, we still put his name on. We celebrate his death, you know, his birthdays. And he got kids here. So, you know, of course we have family that. Then just go to school, you know. I have a short story on school. We sit in front of the school shop. And I guess sometimes I procrastinate. You know, we sat there. And I did Rhythm. I working on Rhythm with Thug. And I asked her, you know, man, you know, what we do? He said, man, I'm a screw up for your murder. And I'm the type, like, you know, your word is bond. But at the same time, you never know when death comes. And at that time, when he said it, I waited. And then later on, he was dead. I didn't get a chance to work with school. So, you know, that was, you know, made me feel bad because the respect I have for him, it's just an honor to have him just done something for me. It was just one song. And 3-2 or something, his hands down on 3-2. 3-2 was a man of many, many talents. Also in the music game, he had so many different styles. Well, you had to respect, you got to think, it wouldn't be no Snoop saying Big Baby without 3-2. You know, he took that from 3-2. 3-2, then at that time, he was in a group called the Conflicts. And Jay them saying, you know, three of them down at a Dr. Dre to produce the album. Snoop wasn't even out yet. And if you listen to that Chronic album, 3-2 is under, you look and read some of the credit, 3-2 is talking under some of Dre's songs. And that's when he was doing the Big Baby, just the Big Baby. So Snoop took it and ran with it. So, they're going to be really missed because they brought a lot to hip-hop here. And, you know, like I said, I say it's about AC. He didn't have his chance for people to visualize and see who he was. And that's the only thing that I hate on the AC part, but everybody is well missed and with brothers there.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave out Wicked Cricket, man. Could you reflect on him the rest? Wicked Cricket, man.
That's hands down, man. Yeah, you know, Cricket's going to be missed forever. You know, Cricket's like a foundation of us because when I first met Cricket, you know, Cricket, you know, we thought me, Nip, and Cat and ACT, you know, we thought we running things, you know, in the early 80s. And Cricket come to our school, we go jury down and this and that. And he had our pep rally, you know, and he come to turn our pep rally out. We trying to figure out who is this dude. And after that, man, we just developed a relationship. And, you know, Cricket gave me my first show with NWA. You know, NWO came down here in, I think, 89, 90, 91, something like that. And they didn't have an opening act, you know, and Cricket was the host. And for just that, you know, Cricket came straight to me and like, hey, man, they don't have no opening act. What do you want to do? Say no more, you know. So he gave us a lot of platform from the local – From the mainstream to the local, where he always said it when he was living, you know, only certain people gave him respect, and he helped a lot of people.
Yeah. So you got to open up for NWA, man.
Oh, yeah, man. If I sit here and just run down before that, you know, like I said, I got with the Public Enemies, shit, man, Run DMC, Salt and Pepper, Danny Dane, man, UTFO. I was just naming them. Around that era. I was opening the act for them.
Wow, that's amazing, man. But yes, definitely rest in peace to everybody. Boss, man. Everybody, you know, the Texas period, man. Pimp C, everybody, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, no problem, man. Them brothers, like I said, all them brothers are gonna be missed in a certain way, man. You know, it's, you got to think, you know, 3-2. He didn't even know what organization he was in. You know, he was SPC, SUC, Rap-A-Lot. You know, he gave so much to the music game. He was so like Cricket. You know, Cricket was one of them guys, man. You can go to the club and a fight jump out, Cricket get right in front of that fight, and everybody going back normal what they're doing. He brought peace everywhere he went.
Man. Wow. Yeah, real deep track about him on the seven albums, too. You know what I'm saying? Remember Your Name, I think it is.
That's what's great about the artists in Houston, man. For as many people that have passed away, the artists that are still doing stuff, man, they keep those people alive, man. Those people alive, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all the way up in Pittsburgh, and I know who Wicked Cricket is. You know what I mean? And that's because of those artists. You know what I'm saying? So you guys do a great job of keeping those people alive and paying homage to them and giving them the respect, man. So salute to all you guys, man.
Yeah, it's all the time. It's like I say, this is something, it's more than just music. You know what I'm saying? If when you chisel a sculpture, you have to put a cricket face in it, a 3-2 face, a screw face, a Pimp C. You know, and you know, this is on a music level. We have family members that did things that, you know, were part of music that no one know because they wouldn't put out there to scene like to be seen like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And you know, like you said earlier, I mean, you guys are all real brothers, man. You know, that's such a rare thing. You know what I'm saying? Not just in hip hop, but in life. You know, 30 years, man. Congratulations, dude. That's just amazing. Team Rita said, one of the first cliques out the South, or the first clique out the South, and still going strong. Still doing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we did a show in Austin some years back, man, and Raekwon was there from Wu-Tang. And we had just got off the stage, man, fans ran to, actually, Raekwon was over there where we was. And he was talking to the terrorists, Don't Be the Terrorists. You know, they were bonding and doing their thing. And, man, the fans like, man, that is the Houston Wu-Tang right there, South Park Chorus, Houston Wu-Tang. And Raekwon like, wow, you know, which a lot of these cats, believe it or not, a lot of these cats all over the world knew SPC. They just didn't know or face the SPC because we're so underground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Houston Wu-Tang, man. You know, there's a million of y'all, man, and all y'all are dope. You know what I mean?
Wu-Tang is the New York SPC. Or a small version of the New York SPC. You guys span the globe in it's amazing that it's grown out of your neighborhood, outside of South Park, Houston, Texas, all over the world. You got people that are SPC members that maybe not even set foot on South Park soil yet. That's amazing. That's got to make you guys feel good.
Well, just like that song just went out, PSA, you know, my boy Black Forest, I think from Belgium, not Belgium, I think somewhere overseas, he produced that track. So, you know, it's well respected all over the country, you know, all over.
Yeah. Nip is working with the homie D-Tag out of the Netherlands, killing shit, you know, with Brother Nip and Gangsta Nip tracks. It's beautiful to be able to make those types of bridges and connections. I tell you what, we got another track, Murder One, but before we play this, if you came in, plug all your social media again. But before you do, when's the album coming out again? Because I want to make sure people go out and cop that.
Okay. I just dropped the album. I got a group called Hood Element, you know, and we just dropped the Hood Element Reloaded. That's a newer thing. But I have a compilation of all original SPC members, some songs from AC. I got a big surprise on some stuff on Wicked Cricket that no one ever heard that's going to be on now. And that's called Your Rapper's Favorite Rapper. And I'm giving in the next month or so that I'm going to drop that. And then I also have, you know, like I said, my CD Game, given all my experiences. That's going to be probably mid-summer. I just did a song with Charlie Boy, me and Pow Wow, we've been talking. So I'm going to bring a different flavor to it. It's still going to be me. But they're gonna be more youth on it, you know. That who came up on us. But on my social media, man, you can get me on Facebook. That's Murder One, MERDAWONN. That's Murder One. You can hit me on Twitter, Murder One SPC 86. You can hit me on Instagram, SPCMurder186.
That's what I'm talking about, Murder One. Everybody go out and cop the you know, the album and be ready for that SPC project as well. You know what I'm saying? But before we get out of here, let's go to this song here. This is what we do, or this is what I do, I'm sorry. Man, intro one for us, everyone, if you don't care.
Yo, this is Murder One Southpaw Coalition on Murder Master Music, and this song is produced by one of the platinum producers, Ice Mike, from Bust Down, and the song is called This Is What I Do.
That's what's up. Man, we got to talk about Ice Mike here in a second. We'll be right back. Murder Master Music right. Show.
Boys in trouble now. Ice Mike, they came into the danger zone. The zone where nobody can come back home from. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Murder one, coming back to the grave. One straight out the underground. Checking out all comers. Run up and get the gun up.
Still gutter, motherfucker. Rap on the street. Ice Mike produced heat.
Murder One's the MC.
Yeah. Rappers falling out, they need to be beheaded. Don't blame him or her, nigga. I'm the one that said it. In the streets, I'm heavy as an elephant. Niggas talking loud, saying nothing, that's irrelevant. My M11 goes off when hits for a gyrate. West pours like rain, hard time, fast rate. Fast rate. Play the extra clips, one in the chamber. 5 miles behind 10, somebody's in danger. Danger from a stranger, that's stranger. Pain and misery and fear and some kind of anger. This is what I do, dog. From night to day, storm, morning, fall. What we bring, y'all. Some heat to the streets, so haters, fuck you all. This is what I do, dog. From night to day.
Guitar is sick as hell.
All right.
Hey, you guys, I noticed that Nip is the same way, man. You guys always have some great guitar licks in some of the tracks. You know what I'm saying? So for those of you out there that like that you know, guitar, I mean, wow. And Ice Mike, man, okay. For those that don't know, Ice Mike is the producer of Nasty Bitch by Bust Down, which is a classic album, you know what I'm saying, West Bank, New Orleans. How long have you been working with Ice Mike?
Man, ever since he moved to Houston. So that was like, I want to say late 90s, early 80s.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. And I always wondered, you know, whatever happened to Bust Down? Why didn't he put out another album? You know what I'm saying? I thought that was a classic in itself. But
well,
he did. Oh, he did?
He did, but it was underground when he did it. But, you know, like I said, you know, back then, artist came out on label, major label, so you have control of what you're gonna drop. So that's the beauty of being that's the beauty of being underground. We want to drop 7 in one day. We drop 7 in one day.
Yeah. 7 quality. I mean, it's just
right.
Phenomenal. High octane lyrics, energy. One of my favorite tracks is Brain Reaction. That song is just nuts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, and then Flash Backwards is one of my favorites, too, because the last verse, for those of you that haven't heard that one, the dude's going back in reverse in his life till he's not even a thought in his parents' mind. I mean, that's just so creative. You know, it makes you envision that, you know.
Well, just imagine you grew up with K. You know, we sat around the house before they even hit the studio. You know, it's like, you know, we came up with, we wrote a rhyme. Hey man, let me call Nip. Hey man, how this verse sound? So we had to get approval from everybody when we used to do songs like that. So we heard it before, you know, even hit the studio.
Wow, that's amazing. I have the pleasure, you know, doing what I do. I have the pleasure of having artists, you know, saying, send me tracks from time to time, and you know, they get my opinion on it and whatnot. That means the world to me. But to be able to hear some of that stuff before it even comes out, we had Sebo on the show. Sebo let us play a song that he didn't even drop till about a year or so after he was on the show. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. But
Sebo will be here in, I think, another month. Him and Spice One and Street Military, they all got a concert together.
Oh, man. That's good.
Yeah, I heard about that. Oh, man, I'm hoping that comes up my way. Yeah, I heard about that shit.
Oh. I can't
wait for it. What about you, man? Y'all touring anytime soon, man? Coming out east or anything like that?
Well, you know, it's kind of crazy because it's like when we did the overseas thing, I didn't go at the time. And most time it's the fans that bring you down. It ain't the club owners. The club owners are so wishy-washy these days because if they ain't hearing you on the radio, you know, the new promoters. I ain't going to say the old ones because the old ones already know. That's why we still eating because the old ones, not the new ones. And then, you know, for the most part, it's the fans that's bringing us down. The fans are the promoters now.
that's how it is up here, man. Like, I used to book at a venue like 15 years ago, and I just recently tried to do some things, and what they do now is they pretty much just rent the venue out. Like if I hit a venue up, like, yo, I want, like, K Reno is looking for a Pittsburgh date, they'll be like, all right, we'll give us, you know, $300, and you work, promote it, you do all that. So, like, you're right, man. That happens a lot now. Like, it's more or less just, you know, fans of the artists that want them in their city, and they bring them on.
Yeah, well, you know, the club on the fast money, man. They don't respect what's actually going on because they useless. Because
a lot of people in charge are just in it for the money. They don't really care about the music. They don't care about any of that shit. They're just in it for the money, and that's what the problem is. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't give a fuck who's playing on their stage. They just want money. You know what I mean?
Nah, yeah. It's all the dollar got to turn before they can do anything. And they probably don't even know who you are, but if they heard you making money, they gonna bring you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, it's definitely, the game has definitely changed, that's for sure. One good thing is, though, that the fans care enough to want to be able to bring their favorite artists out and do it when these promoters won't. So shout out to all the fans, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, that's what we all are. If we love hip-hop and we love the music, we're a fan of the stuff. So shout out to everybody that supports it and keeps this real stuff going. Murder One, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. You gave us nothing but dope music to play. I really appreciate you, man, and thank you for joining the archive, man. I can't believe we didn't get you in sooner. But you know us, we're trying to get you about 20,000 other motherfuckers, so it's going to be, you know, it's just good to have you in the archive, man, real talk.
Well, like I said again, when I came on, I appreciate y'all just giving me the chance and opportunity to do what I do for being in this thing over 30-something years, you know, and to get a platform like yourself. Because, you know, Nip, like I said, I know Nip on all the time. He always calling me, you know, I'm going to be on Master Music, okay? And so, you know, it's stuff with people like you and your crew, man, that keep us doing what we're doing.
Well, I tell you what, Murder One, you welcome. Anytime you drop something, you got some artists, you always got a platform over here, man. Real talk, homie.
You appreciate that, man.
I appreciate you, Murder One, for real. It's an honor to talk to you, man, for real shit. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Man, I appreciate, like I said, I appreciate y'all, man. I'm a brother like y'all, man. Just, it ain't for me anymore. It's for the people that listen to me.
Yeah. That's real talk, man. That's real talk. And salute to you for that, because there's so many artists, you know what I'm saying, that put out dope music over the years, and then they kind of faded away, man. And you wonder, like, man, when are they going to put out an album? Like, when we have DJ Ready Red on, he's on the show all the time. And we always tell him, man, you, Box, and Johnny C need to do something. You know what I'm saying? We want to see that so bad. I want to see another Two Live Crew album so bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff, you know, that you want to see happen before. You know, it's on the bucket list. It's like, come on.
Yeah, I was Box last week, man. You know, he mentioned stuff like that. But, you know, you know, Red back in, I think Red in New Jersey somewhere, you know, Box back here. I think Raheem up there in New Jersey somewhere also. So it's, you know, everybody kind of grown, doing the family thing, I think it's kind of hard to get together to do something like that, especially this time. And like I said, a lot of cats came out where the label controlled everything. So, you know, when you start doing it yourself, it can beat you if you ain't ready for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, time consuming. Like you said, family. Oh, yeah, I feel it for sure. You know, but it's good. It's good to know that there's dope music out there and guys are still doing it. And you know what I'm saying, we're gonna keep supporting it. And man, thanks again for coming on, Murder One. Appreciate you.
Man, yes, appreciate you and whole Murder Music. I'm sorry, man. I'm half asleep. Murder Master Music Show, man, for giving me my chance, opportunity to you know, spit with my fans and your fans, and now we all got fans.
Hell yeah.
Stay in touch, man.
And I got to tell you what we're going to do. We heard some dope music from Murder One. We're going to keep it SPC tonight, man. We're gonna go into this track right here by Brother Nip, Court Cases and Caskets, produced by homie D-Tag all the way in the Netherlands. From the Netherlands to South Park, man. Brother Nip, Court Cases and Caskets. There you go.
Man, I messed up. I shot my brother. I knew I shouldn't have did that. I'm going to court now. I hope I don't get life.
Tired of seeing my brothers when they wrapped in plastic. The streets ain't never court cases and caskets. Raise your hands up, got a question, ask it. The streets ain't never court cases and caskets. Put a bunch of flowers in the funeral basket. The streets ain't never court cases and caskets. Watch yourself, cause the times are drastic. The streets ain't never court cases and caskets. S-O-U-L-J-A-Z. If you're looking for a soldier, then you're looking for me. Brother Nip, H-Town, coming straight out the south. I'm at the mosque with a slice of bean pie in my mouth. Headed back to the hood so I can teach the dead. Just to tell a little homies what the minister said. Had a talk with the G's at the corner store, and the minister said, put the guns down, bro. So why you wanna kill your brother?
Hey!
At the funeral, did you take a look at his mother?
Damn.
See, that could be yours, but you really should be at home doing your chores.
That's right.
Do something good to surprise the hood. So why you always trying to terrorize the hood? Tired of seeing my brothers when they wrapped in plastic. The streets ain't nothing but court cases and caskets. Tired of seeing my brothers when they wrapped in plastic. The streets ain't nothing but court cases and caskets. Raise your hands up, got a question, ask it. The streets ain't nothing but court cases and caskets. Put a bunch of flowers in the funeral basket. The streets ain't nothing but court cases and caskets. Watch yourself, cause the time. The streets ain't number court cases and caskets. So you caught your case. 25 to life, now look at your face. When you shot that gun, you was big.
That's
thought
right.
About it saying, look at what I did. They put you on the stand, what you lying for?
Judge said, life, what you crying for?
Hey,
I don't want to see no tears. When you hit the penitentiary, show no fear.
Hey,
he looks a little rougher than you, cause it's always another brother tougher than you. It's wreck time, now let's see who's hard. Pass by with a stick to hit you up on the yard. Remember that homie on the block you shot? That was his first cousin and he loved him a lot. Revenge is so sweet when you're laying in plastic. The pen ain't nothing but court cases and caskets. Tired of seeing my brothers when they wrapped in plastic. The streets ain't nothing but court cases and caskets. Raise your hands up, got a question, ask it. The streets ain't nothing but court cases and caskets. Put a bunch of flowers in the funeral basket. The streets ain't nothing but court cases and caskets. Watch yourself cause the times are drastic. The streets ain't nothing but court cases and caskets. I'm the street messiah. I only make the songs that the streets desire. My homie D-Tag, hot tracks of fire. Making history together so that we can retire.
Hey.
Love for the streets forever. The homies on the block needs to come together.
That's right.
The devil is the enemy. Fight the cowards. And Chuck D steady hollering, fight the power. Tired of seeing my brothers when they wrapped in plastic. The streets ain't nothing but court cases and caskets. Raise your hands up, got a question, ask it. The streets ain't nothing but court cases and caskets. Put a bunch of flowers in the funeral basket. The streets ain't nothing but court cases and caskets. Watch yourself cause the times are drastic. The streets ain't nothing but court cases and caskets.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. We heard nothing but dope music tonight, fellas. I'm telling you. Shout out to the homie Murder One. He came through. It was real good to be able to hear his story and chop it up with him, man. And I want to thank you guys for participating, as always.
All day. EDS for life.
This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow we go to Memphis. You know, legendary producer, pioneer out of Memphis, DJ Zerk. Lock him in the trunk. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be a dope show. Looking forward to that. Again, shout out to the homegirl Princess Ann Creed for the heavy promotion she's been doing. Shout out to everybody that's supporting what we're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Fago Lovers, man. Shout out to Fago Lovers.
Fago Lovers, man. They hooked us up about the show we're doing with Twisted March 6th. You know what I'm saying? They did a real nice write-up, you know, told the history of the show and shouted out the other shows on UGS Radio. You know what I'm saying? Underground Saturday
yeah.
Night, the Slaughter Hour, and Church of Reality. You know what I'm saying? Even Skid Man on the Ramp coming soon.
I read that
yeah,
little
that was a good
article.
Man.
Write-up,
man.
Oh, they mentioned Saturday night,
yeah.
You know, Church of Reality mentioned everything, man. Had a nice little write-up, man. That shit was dope, man.
Oh, yeah, it's good to be recognized for what we're doing, too, fellas, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're 5 years into it. We just completed episode 363, and we provide a platform for hundreds and hundreds of artists, you know what I'm saying, that normally won't have a platform, unfortunately. So I'm glad we're able to do something positive like that inside the industry.
It's cool to see people that, it's cool to see people that, you know, like, they have their own thing going on, and they're doing well. Like, Fago Lovers, man, like they do a great job. Even if you're not into the stuff that they cover, like, they still do a hell of a job. You know what I mean? Like, they do great interviews. They write good CD reviews, all that shit. You know what I mean? So, like, even if you're not into the artists that they cover, you still got to take your hat off to them, man, because, you know, they started out as just some little website. You know what I mean? And it turned into something big, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're one of the most respected websites in that era, or, you know, in that genre. So, like, to see them.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
you know,
definitely, man. They're one of the people holding down the different sections of the underground. And they might cater more towards, you know what I'm saying, the darker stuff, you know what I'm saying, where we cater towards that as well. But, we mix a little thing in there. But what they do, they're great at what they do. You know what I mean? And they keep their people and their audience happy. So shout out to Fago Lovers. Shout out to shout out to the fools over at So Hip Hop, man. Again, I can't stress how important it is. A lot of people are like, oh, you write an article for So Hip Hop? What the hell are you doing? You got to understand, the majority of the stuff that they have on that site is this new age stuff a lot of us can't get into. So what we're doing now, by me writing my little column over there, we're showcasing the Murder Master Music Show and its guests. You know what I'm saying? So we now have another platform to where we can talk about the K-Renos and the SPCs and, you know what I'm saying, these other guys out here doing stuff. And I want to shout out to them for letting me have creative control over that. You know, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, when they want you to write for them, they want you to conform to what they're doing. Over here, they're letting me do what I want. So shout out to So Hip Hop too. You know what I'm saying?
That's important too, man. That's important that you do that, man. Because you know there might just be some people that they don't really know how to sign certain artists and stuff like that, and they're not really, you know, into the underground like we are. You know what I'm saying? So when you know they go on kind of got our stuff, they're not like too thrilled about
it. You know what I mean? The mainstream, I mean, you know us, we are definitely anti-mainstream because, you know what I'm saying, we stand for lyricism, we stand for dope music from around the world, different styles that need to be heard, you know what I'm saying, but at the same token, you know, if we can break through and maybe turn some people on that have been listening to that dumbed down ADD music, as JT Money calls it, maybe they can come in and say, oh, man, let's check out this new Klondike Cat record, or let's check out this new T-Rock song. Maybe we could turn them on to some people, and that's the good thing about what we're doing. So this platform is great on many levels. I want to thank everybody that makes it happen, all you guys, everybody on the panel. I want to thank all the listeners, you know what I'm saying, that keep supporting us and keep listening to the show. We're gonna keep giving you shows, man. We got shows lined up all week next week too. So you know what I'm saying, be on the lookout for shows every night next week. Other than that, man, we're gonna get out of here, man, the same way we went in, man. We're gonna you know what I'm saying, we're probably gonna exit out this motherfucker with an exit only track, man. What do you wanna give him exit, man? I got three ones up here we haven't played in a minute. We got Operation Gateway, we got So Long, and we got I'll Remain Myself, man. You pick it, brother.
Man, let's give them Operation Getaway. I was sitting there watching that video the other day, man, and it's still on point to me. So, yeah, man, let's take them back down memory lane. Operation Getaway.
Yo, real quick, shout out to Fred Sky, man. UGS for Life, Brooklyn, man. Shout out to Fred Sky.
All day.
Shout out to the Brooklyn homies over there. Fred Stey, what up, homie? Bring him back on the show as well.
You're
welcome to call in anytime, man, anytime. This is Exit Only, Operation Getaway, Murder Master Music Show. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Check this out right now.
Gotta get away. Gotta get away. Gotta get away. I know they love to hate me, but I don't really care. My girl, she try to touch me, but I'm not really there. Seems like I missed the bus, didn't really have the fare. And life is so unfair, trying to get there from here. Feel like I'm losing it, these people play too much. And I'm much too strong to play, and they say way too serious. It reaches out of touch, and I'm on the social drugs. But they don't really help, straight razor by the door. Sometimes deep in my mind, I feel like giving up. Look at my son eyes and realize I just don't feel enough. Temptation's empty, cup is empty, need to fill it up. When feeling down, I try to grind myself with beer sucks. They wanted me to talk it out, I find them hard to trust. Cause in the midst of them guns and drugs, it's still us. And in this jail, I hold trust, God knows I will bust. Ain't nothing left to discuss, still remain till I rust. Deal with the anguish and pain, the rain will settle dust. Maintain through hardships and things, I'm trying to hang up. I gotta get away. 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 In the corner and marijuana's my therapy. I'm trying to ride out on a cruise like with Penelope. I'm off course, thrown off forward, I'm lost at sea. So walk around for any man to even notice me. Hopeless as hell in deep waters where the sharks swell. And no, I can't swim, trying not to go down.
watch up on the island and never be found. So as I look around, nobody's nowhere. My life is so unfair, trying to get there from here. My mother, she care, my son, he needs me there. I'm reaching high to the sky, asking God to give me air. Gasping for wind, why is the reason I'm placed here? I gave my soul to everybody, but did they share? Not a word, silence spoken, no one else care. Yeah.